This weekend, more than 100 choristers from around the city will take to the stage to perform Benjamin Britten's masterpiece titled War Requiem. One of them will be Cassidy Hooper, a 22-year-old student at CPCC who is blind and has been learning the complex melodies from a score written in Braille. WFAE's Nick Della Canale has his profile.
Cassidy Hooper is pretty typical for a 22-year-old college student. She's trying to keep up with her sociology and American government classes. She's juggling a weekend job at Carowinds. And for the last few months, she's been learning the music to Britten's War Requiem along with her college chorus. On a recent rainy afternoon, rehearsal is underway inside CPCC's Halton Theater. Hooper and about 100 other singers are working through one of the more intimate movements of Britten's work. Hooper is a soprano, and during a break in the rehearsal, she tells me she likes the music, but outside of the classical genre...
I love a lot of 80s music. People tell me all the time, they say, Cassidy, what do you know about all these hair bands? I was born listening to all of them.
She is the middle of three sisters and says the whole family will jam out to Whitney Houston, Bryan Adams, or the Hamilton soundtrack. And as far as singing with large choirs goes, Hooper is a seasoned pro. Previously, she's performed with combined choirs while at the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind in Raleigh. That's also where she learned to play a whole host of other instruments in the school band.
I played cello. I played recorder, clarinet, alto sax, orchestra bells, marimba. I'm trying to think if there was any. Tried violin, but didn't like it.
Why not?
I didn't like it under my chin. I just don't like the way it feels. It feels weird.
It was also at the School for the Blind where she first encountered musical scores written in Braille, which she admits is not the easiest thing to read.
Yeah, I still have trouble with it to this day.
What makes it so hard?
The music itself, it just looks weird. Reading it in Braille. I mean, that's just me. Like, Braille has 6 dots that make a cell. So that's how you can, you know, make words, letters, anything like that. So anything in music, any note with a dot 6 in it, it is going to be a quarter note. Any note with a dot 3 in it, it is going to be a half note. Any note with neither nor the dot 6 or the dot 3, it is an eighth note. But any note with both dot 3 and 6 is a whole note.
And if that seems like a lot to keep up with, keep in mind that's just the rhythm of the notes. She also has to figure out the pitch and read the words all at the same time. Hooper says for this piece, she usually ends up just focusing on reading the lyrics and learning the notes by ear. Come this weekend, both her parents will be in the audience for CPCC's production. The concert will also be a special one for Hooper because it will be her last at CPCC. Next semester, she's planning to transfer to a Bible college where she plans to major in worship leading and in radio broadcasting. And she knows whatever she ends up doing in life, music will definitely play a part.
I really love music. Music is my vision. It's what makes me see the world.
And CPCC's performance of War Requiem is this Friday and Saturday at the school's Halton Theater. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Della Canale.